A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back to KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Scott Mitchell with a gravelly voice, and that's Alex Curie over there. You know, it's funny to watch these players when they come off the field in a football game and they've just scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of awkward situation where it's like, like the coach is all excited and he wants to be, you know, like they normally are, you know,
right.
You know, giving them high fives.
You're referring to the Seahawks just scoring right before we went
exactly.
to the break.
Exactly. And it's like the player's like, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't get there. It's like, I know it's all good, but you know, don't touch me.
Please don't touch me.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler Lockett, maybe he has an aversion to being touched by other human beings.
Well, I don't think normally they do, you know, but
why would it be awkward to have to celebrate with your teammates? Come on.
Well, cause you don't want to get COVID.
Oh, okay.
Keep yourself 6 feet apart.
I get what you're
apart.
Saying. I get
Come
what you're
on.
Saying. And you don't want to look like you're. Yeah, you don't want to look like you get too close. Yeah, but Tyler Lockett caught a touchdown pass from Russell Wilson. That's his second of the night for Wilson. Threw his first one to DK Metcalf. They missed the extra point though, which I cannot stand. I love that it's a more difficult play nowadays. That it's not easy to just. It's not a gimme anymore. Because of situations like this, the Seahawks are up 13-7 now after missing that one. And, yeah, so there you go. That's the update from Seattle. They're wearing the worst jerseys they could wear with their bright.
Those are Orlando Thunder jerseys.
I know. Right this there. Is a bright green.
That's called chartreuse.
Chartreuse.
Yes.
Now, the worst thing they could do with the chartreuse pants, which they haven't done yet this year. So
that would be bad.
They've done it before.
That would be unwatchable.
They have done it before. That's the Color Rush from Nike. All right. We're kicking things off this segment. I want to talk a little bit about what we were discussing with Bill Riley, who just got on the off the phone with us. And you know, I think this game's going to happen. I feel so much better about this one. Last week felt like
this week's going to happen for sure.
Last week felt like it was. Oh man, there's no way they're going to make this thing happen. Like that was the feeling. Was I don't know how they're going to make this happen. I mean, it was a couple days before they didn't have a bunch of positive tests during the week. In fact, they had none. But what they had was guys who were still, quarantined from the week before. And then they got that one positive test that put them into that under the threshold number. And so it was I'll be honest, Scott, it was probably a little bit of a lifesaver if you're talking about wins and losses because
it could have been really ugly.
It could have been really bad from what we're hearing on how things were going with Utah last week. And this week, it's changed quite a bit around. And so I think that you're going to see, unless something happens with USC, knock on, we've only got Mike in here. Well, you've got Wood at your house, Scott, so maybe...
I'm not. They're playing this week.
Okay, Scott, even though he's the most superstitious of both of us, he just is... He says they're going to play. He says it's going to happen. The Pac-12 is going to start allowing these non-conference games. As Bill said, the setup is if one game gets canceled...
This is the perfect deal, Alex, just so you know.
Why is it the perfect deal?
So BYU can play Utah this year.
See, I'm not even going to entertain this at all. There's
are you kidding me? This is the best case scenario.
Okay,
and,
so let me tell you how it's not.
This is the year that BYU can win, Alex.
Now, that I agree with. And so to that end, I want to know. I'm acting like you about this game being played this weekend. I think that BYU would absolutely get the Utes this week. I mean, you think about how many times have we had this discussion about how bad it's been for Utah not being able to play because just by the sheer fact of these guys are so desperate to play. They haven't played yet. And getting a game in, trying to get these guys to get a game in is so important because starting the season is such a big deal. Now, BYU's got open dates next week on the 28th and the 5th of December. Other than that, I think that everything else is kind of off the table because it's going to be that quote-unquote championship week for the Pac-12 on the 19th. Although, If there are cancellations that week, maybe they allow for that non-conference game to happen on the 19th. So there could be some possibilities of openings there. Now you have to put this in there. It has to be that somebody who's playing Utah. It has to be that Utah is above the threshold of available players, and there's going to be some rigorous testing. Now I don't doubt BYU could absolutely do that testing, but to ask that Utah has a game canceled against them because of the other opponent. And another team in the Pac-12 is not going to be available to be playing that weekend. And that's not even bringing into account that the University of Utah would even want to play this game. I don't think that Utah wants to play this game.
I don't want to hear this ifs, ands, there, it's or a bunch, buts
it, that's what
thing.
Okay? That's all we're working with in 2020,
no,
Scott.
I don't want to hear that. Okay, that's just not optimistic.
Oh, are you saying I'm so poo-poo? Is that what you're throwing at me?
Yeah, put you on the list. Be careful. All right. You'll end up on our show.
All right.
Now here, this is a realistic scenario. It really is. I'm being serious right now. It's Oregon State. Utah plays Oregon State, and you look at a lot of the schools, they've kind of gone through this, right? They've had issues, but there hasn't been a school in Oregon yet. And like they're not going to have an issue. Utah plays Arizona State next week. Arizona State's gone through it. They're going through it. They're not going to have issues. Utah isn't going to have issues now. Right. It's run its course, right? So now Oregon State, and I'm telling you that could be a real game. Colorado could be a real game, and so
you're saying a game that could be canceled.
Yes.
So you're banking it on the Beavers.
But here's why. Yeah, because
nothing's
happened there.
Because they haven't had the issue yet. Okay.
But it could happen late, and you could still have a game with BYU because it's close. Logistics are hard here. I mean, I understand all of your ands, but, you know, and this has to happen, and that has to happen. Yeah. But with BYU being in such close proximity, they could bus up the day of the game and still be fine. So you could do it almost as last minute as you could possibly get it and still have a game. I know a lot of people are like, oh, no, don't mess up your season. Don't take the chance. Don't take the risk. You know, why would Utah want to play? Why would BYU? I've heard all the chatter on all the social media here.
Would Utah want that game?
Well, at that point, they've only played two games.
Yeah.
They're only going to play four.
If it was next week, it would have only been one. It would only be one.
Yeah, so yes, it's like – absolutely, they want to play more games. They don't care. The players, the coaches, they just want to play football. That's what they know. That's who they are. And not having the opportunity to play, they'll be happy to have any game, any possible game, and they'd want to play it. I really think – and I think that's the case for BYU. And I think you saw what happened to them already by not playing. They're eight, and they didn't – they just stayed there, right? And people kind of start forgetting, and they're gonna have this game against North Alabama, and it's not gonna move the needle a lot. And then they're gonna have another 2 weeks before their next game, and that's not gonna, you know, that next 2 weeks, unless they can, you know, be relevant. And look, the national pundits want to talk about BYU. I see BYU on all, you know, on all the sports websites, and they're being talked about right now, and they need to do something to stay in the conversation. Or they're going to fade. They really are. And what's going to happen is it's going to be Cincinnati is that Cinderella, that group of five team this year, and BYU is going to be kind of an afterthought. But if BYU can schedule another game and keep that relevance going and win 11 games in a season or possibly more, then that's a huge, huge win. But right now there's still questions about whether – BYU is that team that deserves to be a New Year's Six or even a playoff team. But there's a real possibility if they can find another game to do it, and there's a real possibility they could play Utah. I really believe that. I'm not just saying this or being funny about it.
I think it's such a low probability. I think it's such a low possibility of it happening. And I think at some point they go, hey, look, we've got so many things that we've had gone wrong, you know, in terms of and if BYU does all the testing, I don't know how much of BYU's team has had COVID-19 or has not had COVID-19. What we do know is that they missed that Army game and there were problems in there. And I think that along the way, obviously, I think like a lot of programs who were working out this summer, some of them got it and kind of got it out of the way, according to them, during the summer.
And well, BYU's had all season long. I guarantee you they've had issues. I guarantee you they've had significant issues, but they've been able to, like, have weeks off. I mean, like the last couple of weeks. Who knows how many cases they've had in the last couple of weeks? But they've had the time to work through it without the pressure of actually playing a game. So I'm sure they've had issues.
I'm hoping that a game gets added with a good opponent. You know, like that's what I'm hoping for. I don't want another North Alabama. I'm already not really wanting North Alabama this weekend. But hey, I'll be there at Lavelle Edwards Stadium. So we'll see how this thing goes on Saturday. I'm interested to see. It's always tough when you never talk about the opponent because you don't know anything about them. And then the other thing is you don't think you know anybody else who knows anything about them. So we'll see how this thing shakes out. We're going to find out more about North Alabama. If anybody knows anything about them, Mitch Harper, our BYU insider, who will join us next hour. Joining us next, though, is Ben Anderson. Now that we have had about 24 hours to digest the draft for the Jazz, we'll see what his thoughts were on their picks last night. Stay with us. And moves today. Stay with us right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.